September Sweet is the name Lucille Clifton gives to the sequence of seven short poems she wrote in the week after the World Trade Center and Pentagon attacks. Those poems are part of a new anthology called September 11th, 2001, American Writers Respond. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
2 years after winning the National Book Award for poetry, Lucille Clifton, like all of us, was faced with an event she could not have imagined. Here's some poetry she made from it.
Tuesday. Thunder and lightning and our world is another place. No day will ever be the same, no blood untouched. They know this storm in other wheres, Israel, Ireland, Palestine, but God has blessed America, we sing, and God has blessed America to learn that no one is exempt. The world is one. All fear is one. All life, all death, all one.
Your work here is rather different from what else is contained in this collection. How so?
My experience has been a bit different, you know? And I don't deny my own experience. I trust it completely.
You were being mindful of the fact that you are an African American.
I am. And so my experience has been that. Wherever I am, I have to see with what Du Bois talked about as double vision. And I'm a noticing kind of person. And if I am true to my art, as well as what I understand and my humanness, I have to talk about that, and sometimes people don't. Wednesday. This is not the time, I think, to note the terrorist inside who threw the brick into the mosque. This is not the time to note the ones who cursed God's other name, the ones who threatened they would fill the streets with Arab children's blood. And this is not the time, I think, to ask who is allowed to be American. America, all of us gathered under one flag, praying together safely, warmed by the single love of the many-tongued God.
How did you write these poems? Did you do one a day, or did you sit down and just think back?
I sat down and felt back, and they came sort of in a couple of days. For me, poetry is not so much a matter of thinking, it's a matter of balance between intuition and intellect. And I allowed myself to feel these days. And some of the things, for instance, the brick in the mosque, somebody talking about we're going to fill the streets with Arab children's blood, those are direct quotes. I heard them on the radio. I saw them on television. And that's wrong. And I know it. And I am a poet and an artist, and it is my duty to speak about the wonderful and the not so wonderful.
In literature, it seems to me the poems got there first, and it just may be something about the nature of poetry itself, that it is compressed emotion. And so you have the enormous feeling, which then can explode in language. It's different from a novel, which takes time.
And, you know, we all know that, because after September 11th, so many people turned to poetry. It's very interesting in thinking about the effect of that on the arts, because after the event, people turn to poetry. They realize instinctively that there is something here that helps us with our insides. You know, art feeds our insides, our jobs feed our outsides, and either can starve. Friday. Some of us know we have never felt safe. All of us, Americans, weeping, as some of us have wept before. Is it treason to remember? What have we done to deserve such villainy? Nothing, we reassure ourselves, nothing. You write about the offenses against what it means to be human, even if you disguise them.
I think it's especially that you disguise them. That's the difference between art and journalism.
I suppose so, but not disguised so much that one can't tell. Something inside one feels it. That's why people turn to poetry after the event. Something inside one understands that this matters, this line, this stanza, this matters, Sunday. I should say that just before this event, my older daughter had a little baby, and her birthday's coming up. She will be one. And she was like a miracle to us. My daughter had sons, 19 and 17, and now this miracle baby. Sunday morning. The St. Mary's River flows as if nothing has happened. I watch it with my coffee, afraid and sad, as are we all. So many ones to hate, and I, cursed with long memory, cursed with the desire to understand, have never been good at hating. Now this new granddaughter, born into a violent world as if nothing has happened, and I am consumed with love for all of it. The everydayness of bravery, of hate, of fear, of tragedy, of death and birth and hope, true as this river, and especially with love, Bailey Frederica Clifton Goyne, for you. I think that one has to have hope. And this is not individual hope, it is hope for the human condition. The test was not that day. The test is the days after that day, it seems to me.
Lucille Clifton, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Susan. Thank you.
Lucille Clifton's September Suite poems are in the anthology September 11th, 2001, American Writers Respond. Ms. Clifton is Distinguished Professor of Humanities at St. Mary's College of Maryland. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.